Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey! Oh, yeah! We're back again. It's Friday. And you know what I say on Friday? Thank God it's Friday. Am I right, everybody? Welcome to the Friday Day Stream. I want to say hello to all of you. I love all of you so much. That's the primary message that I hope you're getting from every single thing that I do. You're my boss, and I love you. I'll suck your feet under the desk if you want me to, boss. I'll suck your sweaty feet. Oh, boss, no, please don't make me do that. It's good to see you guys. You know, today is a very special day. It's September 11th, and that means that the Trussell family is celebrating because it is my wife's birthday. So we're very happy for the existence of this incredible being who has managed to spawn four of the most delightful and beautiful humans on this planet. Happy birthday, Aaron. I really doubt you're watching this, but...
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You know, I got to tell you, it's something really weird about our birthdays because Aaron was born on September 11th. And old D. Trussell, 420, baby. So my wife is born on September 11th, which we all know what happened on September 11th, I think. You know, probably don't know what happened, do you?
Can you jog my memory?
Yeah, the towers fell.
By themselves?
What?
By themselves?
Yeah, I mean, a plane flew into them. But, you know.
How would they fall if a plane hit them?
Well, you see, it's fucking jet fuel melt steel beams.
Okay.
It's the first time it happened. It's called a soliton of improbability. And sometimes shit that has never happened before happens. Like I could grow a tail right now. You know, that could happen. It's probably not going to happen, but an alligator tail could erupt from my ass and start smacking the table.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened before? No.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't happened, does it mean it can't happen? No. So in this case, you know, not only did these towers fall, but the building behind it also collapsed. And then what's really crazy is a plane flew, and I'm surprised you've never heard of this, a plane flew into the Pentagon and disappeared, which is some Bermuda Triangle shit, dude. Because it's like, which is like, this is why I feel like we need to reshape the Pentagon. We'll get into that later, and this is primarily what we're going to talk about today, is that I'm going to get into politics, guys, solely because I want to make the Pentagon shaped in a circle. Because I think the current situation of having a pentagram kind of thing is creating weird shit, which is why the plane disappeared. A plane flew in. What's really crazy is it was not caught on camera. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I'm sure there's some type of commission that could look into all of this and give us a detailed report.
There's no need.
Okay.
Because it happened, and now what are we going to do? Belabor the point? It's like, the Epstein files, they're over, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why keep looking into that shit? You know, onwards and upwards. We got to keep moving onwards and upwards. I'm going to get the Pentagon reshaped into a circle. And I'm positive that no more planes will disappear into it when they fly into it. It just vanished.
Yeah.
The plane vanished. It vaporized. Like it, or I think if we, I'll tell you what I wish that taxpayer money could be put into. Mm-hmm. You know, not some bullshit commission to investigate how all these things occurred, but rather, why are we not searching the Bermuda Triangle for the plane that disappeared into the Pentagon? You know what I mean? We should be scanning that right now with our high-tech submarines, like what Iran captured. We should be down there looking for that plane because who knows, dude? They could still be alive in the Bermuda Triangle in some kind of stasis bubble, and nobody wants to address this shit.
Well, it's hard to look into it because there's no money to do so, because where they hid it was actually where they kept the records for the money. And so it's like, well, now what do we do?
Well, you know? It's the same with the Epstein files. Uh-huh. Many of them disappeared.
Yeah.
Could be in the Bermuda Triangle.
That's, yeah.
We should be scanning the Bermuda Triangle for the Epstein files in the plane that disappeared into the Pentagon. And then in the meantime, we should be reshaping the Pentagon into a circle, a simple circle. It's a perfect build, like the Apple headquarters.
Oh, yeah, they have
beautiful
one.
Circle. Just a beautiful, you know, make it a Taurus. Make the inside of it like a field or something where you can grow puppies.
What about like a nice octagon?
I'm not into that shit.
Okay.
I'm not into that occult shit. I'm not. No, I don't want any angles.
Well, I just thought, you know, Pentagon sponsored by UFC, we could save some money.
They you mean the octagon?
Yeah.
I like the idea. When now you throw UFC into it, I like the idea because, you know, I'm a pro. And we love the UFC.
There you go.
Dude, I fucking love it. That's a great idea. And maybe we could have mechs fight in the middle of the fucking octagon. Wouldn't that be giant fucking, giant Godzilla, like mechs fighting? Fuck, that would be incredible, dude. Brilliant idea. But I'm going to get into politics. I've made the decision. I've realized that, like, as a comedian, what is our number one job?
Is to spit the truth.
Come on.
Guide the civilization into the right path.
You're getting closer.
Mm-hmm. Protect secrets of the government?
Sort of, yeah. Now you're getting there. Keep going.
I don't know. What?
Well, the number one job of a comedian is to align with a political party.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So
does it matter which political party?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you should make the alignment based on like how many tickets you think you're going to sell.
Yeah, because I was going to go Green Party, but I don't think that would get me any tickets sold. You know what I mean?
Red or blue, baby?
Yeah.
Red or blue? You know, make a choice. Stop riding the fence with the Green Party bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Red or blue? This is it. This is what people want from comedians right now is full alignment with a political party. This is what they've always wanted from comedians.
I've heard.
This bullshit of like, well, actually, we would want you hopefully to be funny and to make us laugh. Guys, come on. Align with the fuck. We want our comedians to fucking represent the state.
Yeah.
This is the goal of comedy, ultimately.
I do notice I do have better sets when I pander to whatever political demographic I believe is out there.
100%.
Yeah.
You just have to do that, right? That's the job of a comedian. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when you're not on stage, what should you be doing?
Reading the party lines? Like
shit-talking other comedians.
There we go.
And representing the state when mm-hmm. you do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So that's why I'm getting into politics. Right? Because like I think the next level for comedians is that we actually get into government. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It can go bad. I mean, there's comedians that are very political, like Carrot Top, that have taken a lot of slack. And it's like,
you're right. Yeah. He's a very political comedian.
He is.
Is he?
He's very political.
Very political. Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah. If you watch his props and you read through the lines, you see it. It's very political.
Vomiting out the demons, vomiting out the bile. That's what you got to do, guys. Every once in a while, you're going to get these pockets of spiritual toxicity that emerge inside of you. And you've got to be, number one, the first thing you have to do is recognize it. You got to start your day recognizing that there is a real possibility you're going to wake up with a kind of pustule, a metaphysical, invisible, spiritual pustule that's grown on you in the night. And it's just filled with some kind of mind garbage swirling around in there. And we all love zip-popping videos. Pull up a zip-popping video. While I do this rant, Josh, just find a series of zip-popping videos and let me continue with what I'm trying to talk about.
Okay.
Speaking of, okay, perfect. Yeah, just let them roll. You see, guys, nobody's perfect. And the sooner you realize that, the happier you're going to be. Many of us have inside of us pustules, festering spiritual pustules that need to be in some way, shape, or form removed. Now, people say it's not a good idea to pop your own zits. In fact, it's better to use a hotel spoon to do that. What the fuck is that shit, dude? What are you showing, Dave? Oh, God! What the fuck happened to that person? Is that in me? I want to do it. Oh, why is that so satisfying? It's satisfying because some part of you recognizes that within you, there are all these repositories of unprocessed negativity just needing to come out. And for some fucking reason these days, people don't want to admit that's there. They don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit that probably what's fueling 60, 70% of what they do day to day is just a kind of raw animal aggression. Picture, if you will, a wild hog, a boar out there just chomping around, just rooting around, rolling in mud, eating anything it finds. A mouse runs by, eats the fucking mouse, rolls in its own shit, eats the shit that it didn't soak up into its shit-soaked boar fur. It's a fucking aggressive beast, rubbing its shit-stained and caked back against trees and fucking anything it can find. It doesn't even have to be a boar. It's going to eat you or fuck you or roll around in you. And God help you, if you fall in a pig pen, they fucking eat you up. Everybody knows that. That's the best way to dispose of a body. You take it down to the pigs and it's gone. It's gone. Now, friends, this is inside a lot of us. And this is not me, high road, and I got it. I'm a pig just like you. Sniffling around. I'm eating anything I can find. Angry, scared, pissed off, wanting to come. And this, you see, if you don't acknowledge that part of you, if you don't look that thing right in its beady pig eyes and say, holy fuck, there's a pig in me. There's a pig in me. Then you know what you're going to end up doing? You're going to end up going around with all of these swollen fucking pustules filled with this goo that you got to get out of you, baby. You got to get the goo out. And if you don't, then what's going to happen is you're going to start rationalizing that aggression as helping others. And when you do that, that is the road to hell, friends. That's the road to hell. So I'm going to harmonize you. I'm going to calibrate you. The weekend is coming up, and I'm going to help you right now. I'm going to help you get some of that toxicity out. And it's not going to be the way you think. Show up another zit popping video, if you will. This episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Ultra Pouches. Guys, are you hooked on Zim pouches? Do you do it? Do you have to go get your little jar of pouches? I used to. I would shove them in my mouth, rot my teeth, burn my lips, spit them out in urinals like some kind of disgusting cowboy. Poo! But thanks to Ultra Pouches, I'm on my way to freedom. Instead of nicotine, you're going to get Infinity PX, a cleaner, smoother energy boost than caffeine, L-theanine, an amino acid promoting calm energy and attentiveness, alpha GPC, a nootropic for enhancing mental processing, and vitamin B6 and B12 for balanced energy and mood. This is a nootropic cocktail, friends, not just nicotine salts. This is the real deal, too. If you're somebody who like gets that early morning pouch because you need a little wake up, oh, wait till you try these. You're going to get the real wake up, a real zing, the actual nootropic effect. You got to try them. 90% of users saw significant improvements in their overall focus levels. Calm, steady, flow state focus, enhanced memory, smooth energy, mood balance, all with zero nicotine and zero caffeine. Trusted by top athletes, entrepreneurs, and engineers around the world. It's backed by Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, and over 100 other professional football players. They have 5 insanely good flavors. I've only tried mint, which I loved. They have got wintergreen, tropical, watermelon, and blue raz, which is sweet and tart. Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. New customers can use code DUNKIN to get 15% off at TakeUltra.com. That's TakeUltra.com for 15% off with code DUNKIN. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Thank you, Ultra. Hold on, wait, hold on. Kramdar420 just said, fuck this whole rant because of the pimple video. Bye. Wait, Kramdar, are you still there? Kramdar, are you still here? Don't leave. I'm sorry for my listening audience who can't see this. Kramdar, are you still here? Did you actually leave? Guys, did Kramdar leave? All right, looks like he left. Go ahead and show his zip popping video. Oh, yeah. Did that trigger you, Kramdar? Can you... Here's the thing, Kramdar. You missed out. And I just can't imagine being so delicate and sensitive that you can't watch a good old classic American zip-popping video.
I think this is from China.
What?
I think this one's from
China. You don't have to be racist, Josh. No. And also, look, all zits are the same. How about that? That's my message to the world. I don't care what your photon reflectivity is, how much melatonin's in your skin. All zits are the fucking same. Here we... God, that was fucking disgusting. Oh my God. Appalling even. And yet, that is all of us. Friends, if you've got skin, you're going to get zits. And if you have consciousness, you're going to get spiritual zits. And daddy's going to pop them for you here today. We're going to help you today. We're going to calibrate you. Thank God it's Friday. The weekend is here. It's coming. And here's a few things that you've been enjoying if you're someone who consumes media. You've been enjoying September 11th footage every time you turn on the fucking TV. Every time you turn on the TV, you're going to see planes flying into buildings or you're going to see some memorial service. You're going to be seeing that. Now, if you're not seeing that, you're probably going to see Charlie Kirk assassination videos or something close to it because they already did the ritual and we all were fucking bombarded with Charlie Kirk being assassinated about a year ago. You're not going to see that quite as much. They already traumatized enough people to create a kind of psychic contagion that allowed many, many people to be susceptible to hardcore state propaganda. They don't have to do that again, but you are going to see more bullshit. And then smattered among the Charlie Kirk videos and the September 11th videos, you're going to be getting a nice dollop of Lindsey Clancy bullshit. You're going to get some nice Lindsey Clancy stuff. A mama who strangled her kids with a fucking exercise band. So this is what you're going to be getting today. You're going to get some Lindsey Clancy. You're going to get some... September 11th footage, you're going to get some Charlie Kirk footage, and then mixed in with that, you're going to get news of the Iran war, what's happening, the escalation of the Iran war. You're going to hear about diesel fuel being as expensive as it's ever been in history. Now, added to that, what you're going to be getting is interviews or essays written by people who worked at Anthropic telling you that AI is about to destroy the world. Now, if you ask me, you must, before we can pop these zits, understand why do I have the zits? Where are they coming from? This is an important thing. What causes a zit, Josh? Can you pull that up? What causes a zit?
Yeah. It's bacteria and, you know, pore.
What causes a zit? Yeah, there we go. Look at that. How does acne form? That one, right? That picture is good right there. Not that one. All right, guys, here we go. What causes acne? Let's uncover what's really going on with your skin. Masturbation is what causes acne. Mm-hmm. The number one cause of acne is masturbation and sexual thoughts. That's crazy. I thought it was that bacteria that got stuck in the skin. As you see here, it's caused by goop gets down there in your skin, and there's inflammation, pushes out whatever that goop is. Dead skin cells and sebum. That's a great name for a kid. Accumulate. Scroll down a little bit, Josh. Accumulate to form a plug. Sebaceous. Oil glands produce more sebum, leading to a buildup. So it's a plug. It's a plug. Acne bacteria feed on the sebum. Multiply and cause inflammation. Gross. Imagine incarnating as an acne bacteria. You're just fucking hungry for sebum. The immune system responds and the area becomes red and swollen. So you see, this is how zits form in the human skin. You get acne bacteria feeding on sebum. Now, the way that these spiritual pustules form on a human is quite similar, which is that the memes fall into your soul. They clog up your soul portals is what they're called. That's the scientific term for them. This is what produces the light that people claim to see around, quote, enlightened people. Pull up a picture of a saint with a halo, Josh. Let's pull that up real quick. There you go. Yeah. And this doesn't just show up in Christian images. This shows up pretty much across the board. They're trying to sort of demonstrate illumination. Like if you've ever been around somebody who's exceedingly balanced, healthy, actualized, call it whatever the fuck you want, they've got a glow. They've got a glow.
An aura.
An aura. But you could sense it. You feel it. And I've seen this, by the way. Like the few times I volunteer with a hospice, I've talked about this before. It was one of the damnedest things I ever saw in my life. This lady, she was dying of Alzheimer's disease. And I was sitting with her like the day, like she died that night. And I was watching her die. And what's so crazy is a lot of people say, but you didn't really work with a hospice. You just climbed into this window of an old lady. And it's like, yeah. So I guess I need a certificate or something. You know, to like watch old people die. So gracious. I needed credentials or a certificate to do that, to be with someone in their last moments. She didn't know. I don't know if she knew I was there. But I was watching, and it was really interesting to watch her like struggle against dying, very natural, and then surrender to dying. And every time she surrendered or let go or sort of like relaxed, the room got brighter. It was like, it was the craziest shit. Like you could, it was synced up to her relaxing. The room would just get this glow, this beautiful, vivid glow. And then every time she fought back, it would dim. And so this, friends, this is because you're a spiritual lantern. Basically, you've got all these like these potential windows within you that your fundamental goodness could shine through. But it's been clogged, friends. It's been clogged. Just like pull up a zit popping, Josh. Another zit popping so people can really get a sense of what I'm saying here. Mm-hmm. Cuba just asking if I killed her. 5 minute self-banned. Five minute self-ban. For accusing me of killing this woman. Now, yeah. There is something horrific. You know, these aren't really good because they're not like pure whiteheads, Josh. It's kind of disgusting, really. But okay. If you could, you know, we like to watch the big, plump old whiteheads blow.
Gotcha.
Not the, you know. Somewhere. There we go. Let's do extreme blackheads. Kind of the same thing, but yeah. Boom. Popping it out. There we go. Get it off the screen. You see, guys, you get clogged up by what you consume. And because I don't know why it's happening, because the world that we live in, I don't know what it is. We are consensually agreeing to let our brains, our minds, our consciousness become like some kind of pond next to a slaughterhouse that collects the runoff of a slaughterhouse. And we just open our eyes and our ears to it. It pours into us, and it has a profound effect on us. You might not even realize how much it's affecting you. But when you have kids, you could see how much the media really impacts them. And it is crazy to watch. Have you ever had that happen?
I just realized something.
What?
Mothers and women love popping pimples. The Lindsay Clancy is causing many pimples across the world.
Whoa.
And they are getting to pop them all.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an endless popping thing.
Wow. That's fucking deep, man.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever seen a kid, and like, you know, you fuck up as a parent. Sometimes you walk out of the room. Sometimes like they come out of their bedroom when you're watching some like, you know, horror movie on TV and you don't pause it in time. The point is, when a kid sees something like that, you see the effect it has. You know, I can remember when I was a fucking kid reading Where the Red Fern Grows. Did you ever read that, Josh?
No, I'm not a big reader.
So I was at my Aunt Isabel's house reading Where the Red Fern Grows. And there's a scene in it where this kid falls on an axe and it kills him. It describes a blood bubble coming out of his mouth. And I froze in my bed. I couldn't move. I was so terrified. It really had a huge impact. But when you get older, because you are getting acclimated to a sort of media landscape that is profoundly violent, profoundly hopeless, profoundly anxiety-provoking, profoundly profane, profoundly corrupt, profoundly anti-life, profoundly anti the great humanist ideals, you end up blocking so you don't feel that initial horror that you felt when you saw what humans are capable of doing to each other. And so these are your zits. These are your zits. And you think that the answer is to just put a little glittering star on these fucking zits and walk around with a fake-ass smile on your face like everything's okay. Or you think the answer is to harmonize with the media. So you go around spewing negativity everywhere you go. This is the way that you deal with it instead of trying to get rid of these swollen, inflamed, infected, goblin-like pustules oozing spiritual garbage into your communities out online. You just harmonize with the fucking thing. If we can't beat it, join it. And you just join a legion of people who have like severe spiritual acne, just oozing sores all over their bodies. And that's when you find yourself online, isn't it? That's when you find yourself typing weird fucking shit online. Pissed, angry, sad, defeated, bullshit. Like something from Mordor who got Wi-Fi. That's okay, though, because you're just trying to suffer less. That's what you want to do. You want to suffer less. And the way you see it as venting. Or you see it as like reaching out for help, or you see it as aligning with something, and it gives you some kind of like fleeting sense of comfort or something like that. I've been there. I know what it's like. But then when you walk away from your phone or your computer, if you even manage to do that, and you have the guts to look at how you feel, you don't feel that good, do you? You feel kind of tight, hopeless, sad, itchy, inflamed. It didn't work. It didn't help. It made it worse. So the answer is not aligning with the horror, but rather having the guts to first acknowledge that you are festering with demon boils. You got demon boil. Drop my pitch, Josh. I can't do this with my actual voice.
You got demon boils all over you. You got demon boils all over. I'm going to read you my favorite passage from the Bible. Hang on here. Hold on. Jesus.
Drag says that Duncan is popping us. We are the pimple.
I'm going to free you. I can't pop you. I wish I could. I wish I could. I wish I could be like that Asian lady in the video with a little hotel room spoon dipping into your spiritual flesh and pulling out those demon eggs. But I can't do it. Only you can do it now. I'm going to read to you now from the Bible. Okay, here we go. Let's start here. This is from Mark 5:1 to Mark 5:20. Now, open up your books and your Bibles with me. It doesn't even have to be the Bible. Just open a book and pretend it's a Bible. Same difference. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. That's you, late at night. That's you, doom scrolling late at night, staring into that hypno-rectangle, unchained but so chained, free but such a slave, manacled to the algorithm, just like this poor maniac out there. Nothing could chain him, free as a bird, liberated, and yet miserable. Free as a bird, unchained, and yet cutting himself with stones, just like you. You fell prey to the message of the dark techno masters who told you that this is a liberating technology. You're free to browse whatever you want. You want to watch European cheerleaders drinking horse piss? You can. You're free to do it if you want. You want to watch Ukrainian drone footage as Ukrainian drones blow up the carcasses of Russians or Russian drones blow up Ukraine? You can do it late at night. You can do it. Free as a bird, yet cutting yourself with them stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." You see that? You see that? Now, I want to tell you a little bit about what happens when you get jaundice. Jaundice has a lot of interesting symptoms, more than just turning yellow. You see, when you get jaundice, sweet things taste bitter. Bitter things taste sweet. It's a complete inversion. You get confused. Your taste buds are all fucked up. And you're yellow as a taxi. You see, this is what's happened here. Your addiction to that sweet, sweet cortisol has got you all mixed and meddled up, just like this maniac out there beating himself with rocks right in his old grizzled balls. So when he saw a being of enlightenment and love, the very Son of God himself, he didn't say, "Oh, you're here to help me." He didn't say, "Oh, please do something, please." He said, "Don't torture me." Because it is torture, you see. It's torture. It's torture when you're all inverted like that. Love is torture. Just think about your poor old hardened heart. Do you have the guts to even do that? The last time you were vulnerable, do you even remember? Do you know what that feels like to open yourself up fully and completely? Take the mask off and look out at the world as you are, not tricking yourself into thinking you're clever because you've managed to sculpt a mask that you wear about that isn't you at all. Think about that. How sweaty it is under that mask. You ever put on a furry outfit? Josh, pull up a furry costume for me now.
This episode has been brought to you by DraftKings! The wait is over. Football is here! And so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport, nationwide. New DraftKings customers sign up with code Duncan, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code Duncan. Dunkin', in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-777. Visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet, tax, pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Prediction offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable with rewards issued at $50. Click to claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
Now look at that. Pull up the, now go pull up that beautiful fursuit. The one, scroll up a little bit. $17.55 on Etsy. No, go back to the cream tabby. Go back to the cream tabby. $4,800. Open that up. That's a beautiful fursuit. Take a look at that tabby. $4,800. You got someone should scoop that up. Now that's a beauty out there. That's a beautiful suit and a beautiful furry right there. That's a cream tabby cat. On the outside, looks good. Looks cool. Just what I'd want to run into when I was taking a hike. Who wouldn't want to run into that sweet tabby? But what's inside? We don't know, do we? Well, there could be anything underneath that cream tabby. There could be a cat underneath the tabby who decided to do an Inception thing and put on a fursuit. Or just as easily, it could be some morbidly obese trucker covered in herpes and scabies lice crawling in his hair and his pubes, caked in jizz with a trembling hand because he fucked up his nervous system from taking too much meth. And the bottom of the fursuit could be his teeth that he's been pushing out with his tongue, bloody, bloody yellow teeth down there. Now, he realized something, that meth-addicted poor trucker who got that beautiful tabby fursuit. If he put on the suit, people wouldn't see his form. And there's something sad about that. There's something sad about that for a few different reasons. Number one, that poor meth-addicted trucker thought he wasn't worthy of love. Number two, because he isn't getting the appropriate response to his condition, he can prolong that condition. He doesn't have looks of horror from people when they see him nudge out his last tooth with his trembling tongue, spitting out a blob of bloody mucus, and then watching his scabies lice skate up from his pubic mound, hairy and greasy, into his chest hair. The reaction people would have to that says everything. Reactions are reflections, as they say. Do you remember the last time you took off your fursuit? Showed yourself to the world. It was scary, wasn't it? You opened yourself up to somebody, maybe a friend, maybe a lover, maybe somebody online, and you said who you really were, and they shot you down, didn't they? They shot you down. They shot you down, and you hardened your heart. You hardened your heart. It brings to mind a great story, a great story. A rabbi was teaching his students that they should pray. And when they should pray, they should hold the prayers above their heart. Hold the prayers, the paper, the vellum upon their heart when they prayed. And one of them finally said, "Rabbi, why do you make us hold these prayers above our heart when we pray?" And he said, "Well, my hope is that when your heart breaks, those prayers will fall inside. You see, the broken heart is the path forward. The broken heart is the expulsion of the spiritual sebum, of the zit. The broken heart is the feeling we all avoid, and yet those are the gates to the Garden of Eden, guarded by a dragon with a flaming sword. Only you're the gate, and you're the dragon, and it ain't locked at all." I'm going to continue to read now from this holy scripture. "When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, 'What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me.' For Jesus had said to him, 'Come out of this man, you impure spirit.'" You see that right there? You see that? That was Jesus pulling out his zit popping spoon. That was his job. That's what he did. He saw the zit needed a popping. Though that man felt liberated, he wasn't free at all. Though that man was out of chains, he was more chained up than the most chained person of all time. The story teaches us that freedom is not what we think it is. Just because nobody can chain you down don't mean you're free, friends. Then Jesus asked him, "What's your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission. All right, there you see it, don't you? Jesus even had compassion for the demons. Think of that. Who has compassion for demons? Who cares for the most vile and horrific entities out there? Why, an awakened being does. Jesus, he could have told those demons to go fly into a black hole. Instead, he gave them just what they wanted, because Jesus gives you what you want. All you got to do is ask. And those demons wanted to go into pigs, which shows they were dumb. I'm sure there were other creatures around. Things that could fly, maybe a unicorn. There could have been unicorns back then, because they put me in the unicorn, but these ones won't go into the pig. Jesus did that. Send them into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Now, you could take this story literally if you want to, because you're shallow-minded. Or you could look at what that means. The water, what does it represent? What does it represent? What does it represent, Josh? God damn it! Oh. What does water represent in the story of Jesus and the pigs?
A cleansing?
It represents that. You're right. It represents the cleansing. Now, what else happens in the water, Josh?
Fish fuck.
You're right, Josh. The fish make love in the water. What else happens in the water, Josh?
I don't know.
Baptism.
Ah, yep.
It was a baptism. Nobody seems to understand that. Jesus baptized those demons. He sent them into the pigs, and the pigs were baptized out there in that water. And through that baptism, they were drowned. The pigs were drowned. They were drowned in love.
Ooh.
They were drowned in compassion. They were drowned in the love of Jesus. That's what that water represents. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, Josh. It represents allowing yourself to go running into that lake of love. To not be afraid anymore. You're a pig now. You're a pig. Not much more disgusting and cute than a pig. They are cute.
Yeah.
They do root around in mud and garbage, but everybody, if you don't love the look of a baby pig, you're a monster. And he sent them out there into that lake, and they were drowned in love, and they were transformed, and those demons were liberated. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. You see, that's all that's left. Once you get them zits out of you, all you can do now is talk about love. And go out and you talk about it. You can use whatever goddamn language you want for it. You pull off the fur suit. You get off the meth. You get that hand to stop trembling. You get some ointment for your lice. You're probably going to have to shave your pubes. That's what happened to me. You get the lice out. And then you open yourself up to who you are as you are. A pig. Nothing more than a pig. A hairy, dirty, stinky, but cute as a button pig. No matter what shape your body is, you might be on GLP-1s and svelte and sleek as Brad Pitt in top form. Or you might be a big roly-poly. It don't matter. You're part of the universe. And you're a pig. And you're bathed in love. That love will drown you. You got to be willing to be drowned. You got to be willing to go bye-bye. To say goodbye to those things that you thought were making you free. 2,000 were in this man. 2,000 demons are festering in this man. Telling him, you're free. Nothing can chain you. You're so sophisticated. And he's up there beating himself with rocks. Cutting himself on rocks. Cutting himself on rocks. Now, what do the rocks represent, Josh?
The tearing of our flesh in order to go to the other side and become cleansed?
Truth.
Ah.
The rocks represent truth. That's what they represent. That's what they represent.
Is it possible, I mean, just from this photo, that Jesus just scared the pigs and then gaslit the dude to be like, they were demons. You have demons.
It is possible that Jesus just fucking scared a bunch of pigs into a lake and said they came out of the man. And then he got on the boat and was like, get us the fuck out of here.
It's a miracle.
It's possible, dude, because, you know, one thing they don't, as far as I'm aware, in the book of Mark, nobody talks about whoever owned those pigs.
No.
Like, that's a lot of fucking pigs, man. That's a lot of pigs. Like, you've been feeding those pigs, raising those pigs. You know, there's some fucking loon who's been wandering around the pigs. You don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
Try to chain him up. He's ripping the fucking chains off. Jesus has to probably take a leak or something. Like, just pull the boat up here. Walks, the pigs see fucking Jesus. The fucking psycho's banging his fucking balls with a rock. And the pigs are just like, you know what? Fuck this. They run into a lake. They're like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. This is the craziest shit we've ever seen. Who is this guy? And then Jesus was just like, oh yeah, the whoever owned the pig was like, you mother, what the fuck did you just do? Go get my pigs out of the lake. What are you doing? And Jesus was like, oh, I can't. There were demons in that crazy dude. And,
yeah, it looks like he's trying to explain.
But I got to go. You know what? I've got an appointment. I'm about to get crucified, so I kind of got to hit the road. It is possible. I mean, it's up for interpretation, you know? I don't know. But there you go. That's the sermon for today, guys. Take it as you wish. Do what it, as you wish. Do with it what you wish. You have to, at some point, ask yourself if your definition of freedom is really freedom. Just because you could do whatever you want, does it mean you're free? If you're fucking, if you're getting cut by truth, if it's hurting you and cutting you, if the reality, as it is wounding you, are you free? You have all the money in the world, but if the truth is eating you up, how could you be free? If your only choice is to find some kind of distortion to crawl into so that you feel better, distorting yourself with drugs, distorting yourself with sex, distorting yourself with porn, distorting yourself with work, anything to not feel the truth, banging yourself with the truth, hitting yourself, you're not free. That's not freedom. Freedom is aligning yourself completely with things as they are, as you are. And you can't do that if you're hiding. You can't do that if you're wearing a mask. You can't do that if you don't have the guts to walk around as the pig you are, you dirty, dirty little baby. You need a spank! So that's your mission this weekend, guys. That's your mission this weekend. What's the truth? What's the truth? What's reality? And do you have the courage to accept you as you are right now? Do you have the courage to drop the dream that you're going to get better? Do you have the courage to not crucify yourself? Do you have the courage to not crucify yourself with some idolatrous image of what you think you should be? Some horrific Frankenstein amalgam built of the things your parents wanted you to be and the coolest fucking kid you ever saw in your life in the third grade? Some terrible scarecrow situation. You want to be this perfect fucking thing. So, instead of giving up on becoming that thing, you crafted a costume that made you seem like that perfect thing. Now it's all fucking sweaty in there. Dark, stinky. And anytime you take off your mask, the people who the mask made friends with are like, "Who the fuck are you, man? I don't know who you are anymore." So you just glue that mask back on. You know? Put that fucker back on. And maybe at some point you forgot you were even wearing a costume, which is pretty horrifying to think about that. Wearing a big old thick fur suit and just forgetting. Locked in. Sealed up with mucus, jizz, sealing up all the cracks. Take it off. Take off your fursuit. Pop your spiritual zits. And you will be amazed at what happens. For there you will feel true liberation. Because if the world hates you as you are, that's a world problem. That's not a you problem. People don't like you for the way you are. What are you going to do? Clouds don't feel guilty on a Saturday when they gather above a fucking playground that kids were about to play in and start pouring down rain. Kids might curse the clouds. Clouds are just being clouds. It's time for you to let yourself relax into the pig you are. It's not so bad. In fact, it's quite beautiful. All right, let's dive into the chat. I'm sure... Is that from today?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the super chats, guys. Drax, be right back eating. Thank you for the czars. Sense of auras, sensing different auras, or just one? I think the aura that they're talking about in those images of the saints is different from the auras that psychics can see, but maybe not. I don't know. It is some kind of emanation or something, but if you've ever been around it, which I have, it's pretty startling. It can look like, it's very hard to explain. It's a kind of richness or something. It's a depth of complexion. It's very hard to explain, but it's a glow for sure. It's a beautiful glow. Who knows? It could be some skin cream these spiritual people use. I don't know.
Isn't there a thing where you could take photos and you can see people's auras?
Like, yeah. I think what's that called? Krillian or something? Look it up.
Yeah.
An aura camera. Well, that's like a thermal thing. There's a, look up Krill, I think it's K-R-Y, Krillian Photography, or maybe that is what that is. I can't remember the name of it. Probably someone in the chat knows. I don't know. You know, you can see auras. You know how to see auras, don't you, Josh?
If I squint and I'm drunk enough, I can see auras.
Yeah, you can kind of see. When you're on acid, you could see them. Yeah. Like I can see, but I don't see colors. I just see a kind of field around people.
I can feel vibrations from people. Like certain people walk in the room and it's just like, whoa, like whether it's a good vibration or bad vibration.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah, there's people who they walk into the room and like everything brightens. There's people who walk into the room and the whole fucking thing gets dark and collapses. You know, it's just how it is. We all go. You've been both of those people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just depends on where you're at, what your mood's at. And like if you're living an unconscious life, which I certainly go in and out of. When you're living an unconscious life, you're not even thinking about any kind of spiritual hygiene or any kind of intent to help.
Yeah.
You're just thinking about how much you're hurting or suffering. And then so you walk into a fucking room and all you've been doing is thinking about how much pain you're in or how much you're like hurting. And usually you're not thinking like, I'm in a lot of pain. You're thinking like, I can't believe that motherfucker did that.
Yeah.
You can't get to the feeling underneath it. You're like still in victim mode. So you're blaming some asshole. You're telling yourself the story, which is a true story, but underneath it's just pure suffering.
Yeah.
And so you're so unconscious in those states that you can't even get to the place of recognizing that if you feel like that, probably lots of other people are feeling the same feeling all over the planet simultaneously. And then once you tune into that mindfully, you connect to this field of self-conscious suffering that exists in the world, where there's people who are like tuning into the Gaian suffering spirit and mindfully and trying to help just that. And so then suddenly you have this whole network of people who are range from like dudes driving fucking trucks across the country hauling Amazon stuff who happen to also be spiritual and mindful to like enlightened beings in caves who are all just sort of working together in this network. It's like the actual Illuminati, not the reptilian Illuminati. It's the illuminated ones. But they're everywhere, by the way. It's not even that exciting. Thanks for the super chat. The low voice joke podcast you do with a comedian who has a chipmunk voice is amazing. Bingo, no, James Cameron is one of my favorite lines ever on A Leather Rose, which is what you're referring to. It's called The Leather Rose. The comedian is Johnny Pemberton, and we're going to start doing those more regularly for sure. We've been talking about it because, god damn, man, that episode, he is so funny. Johnny Pemberton, by the way, you've already seen him. He's on Fallout. He's in an incredible... God damn, how do I not remember the name of this movie? It's so good. Is it called The Mermaid? Hold on. I gotta plug his movies, dude. The problem with the improv shit is I feel like I don't get to give him the appropriate credits without ruining the gag. Johnny Pemberton. Mermaid, yeah, it's really good. Josh, pull up a picture of Mermaid, the film. You know what? Even better, go on YouTube and pull up the preview for Mermaid.
Can we play it?
I don't know. Let's try. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Maybe because it's a preview. I was talking to Metzger about this, and he says that if it's additive or transformative, you're allowed to do it. So a lot of times we've gotten IP strikes. It's not like if you're doing like this, and I think especially if you can find a way to keep my face on the screen,
yes,
or if I just kind of annoyingly keep talking over it, then it's okay. But yeah, guys, Johnny is such a good actor. This episode of the DTFH is brought to you by Blue Chew. Do you remember when you were young and getting hard was easy? You could look at one page of Good Housekeeping or a shapely tree stump and be ready to go. I humped a vacuum cleaner once, not joking. Well, Blue Chew brings that back. Blue Chew Gold is better sex in a tablet. They combine four ingredients into one powerful solution. Two ingredients get you hard physically, and two support arousal and desire in the brain. It works fast and lasts. Guys, have a complete experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold. Listen, I tried Blue Chew Gold. Now it is insane. I already like Blue Chew. This is crazy. It created a fuck fever in me. I don't mean like I had an actual fever. You just get, it made me very horny and insane. Like, it works. Would not sell boner pills if they didn't work. And dear God, these work. There's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third free with promo code Duncan. That's promo code Duncan. You will also receive an additional 10% off and free overnight shipping on your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod and the bedroom. Oh, you know what? Pull up the Fallout pinball machine. I love Johnny so much, man. I've been friends with him forever.
On YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. But you know, I'm pleased to say that like with his success, like I maybe once in a while feel like a twinge of jealousy. It would be fun to be a movie star. I can't really act, but it'd be cool. But this is the first time I felt like a real spasm of jealousy because he got to be in a fucking pinball machine. which is nothing is cooler, but also mix it with pure joy for him. Yeah, play, just play it. He's all over it.
We finally have more information.
Now, get out of there. Get out of there. Go back to wow, I didn't know they had pinball machine reviews. This is so cool. Yeah, play that.
Let me mute it.
I don't think so.
Nominated live action TV series.
Keep going forward so we can hear.
Filled pinball.
You're not going to hear. It doesn't matter.
Any other.
You hear Johnny's voice throughout the whole thing, and that pinball machine looks fucking insane. So, yeah, that's who makes those with me. It's called The Leather Rose. It's Johnny Pemberton. Definitely you guys watch Mermaid. It is so good. Such a good movie. And I'm not just saying that because I love him to death. It's really, really good. I love him so much, but I would say that movie's a fucking smoldering piece of shit if I thought it was. I just wouldn't talk about it, to be honest. Thank you for the super chat. Thanks for being a member. John Riddle says, Duncan is the righteous lance, releasing the festering spiritual pustule on our hearts with his golden, insightful words of love and healing. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for that. It's true. That's what we want to do. That's what we're doing here. We got to pop each other's zits, you know, like a zip popping party in the Hollywood Hills, just sitting around, everybody's shirts are off, and we're squeezing each other's back pustules before we drink adrenochrome and stick our dicks in a goat's butt. Cubage, thank you so much for the super chat. Why are you? You are why. Doo-doo butt. It's good to see you, doo-doo butt. Good to see you. Welcome to the party. Doo-doo butt's here, everybody. Get your shirt off, doo-doo butt, and let's pop some zits. Jesus bless Absurdist High Priestess Dunko. Please, God. Hooded sweatshirt guy, Duncan, can we truly atone for our sins? Josh, look up I'm going to try to answer this, but I need the actual specific definition of atone. Look up atone. Make sure I understand what it means appropriately. Atone. Do something right to make up for a wrong, mistake, or sin you committed. I guess from that definition. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I've already talked about this before. I'm going to say it again. I was talking to my meditation teacher, God help him, David Nickturn, and had just eaten some lamb and felt bad about that for some reason, even though I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan. I was telling him I feel bad. I just ate fucking bait a lamb. And he goes, too late for you, too late for the lamb. And I think about that all the time. Whatever you did, it's done. You did it. What is atonement? If it's not doing that again, but it's not just refraining from a thing like that. It's shifting it's using that thing, whatever that thing is, as inverting your sin. If you invert sin, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt, as the song goes. But you invert sin. You invert misalignment, and it gives you a map. It gives you an aspiration, an intention. But regardless, no matter what happens or what new trajectory you're set out on, you're going to keep going in circles if you're at war with yourself. If all you're doing is eating yourself alive every single day, that's you gotta surrender and accept you did what you did. You get what you get. You did it. It's done. And you have to be willing to let other people who've done bullshit put it down. You got to let it go. You can be obliviated in the present moment, not in some negative nihilistic way, but pure absolute baptism in the perfect moment that's happening right now. And that could be a transient kind of flickering enlightenment that comes upon you, but it's right there. Super normal, not anything that special at all. Just this is it, the way you are right now. This is it. nuclear light could flash in your window at any moment, completely transforming you into a pile of phosphorescent dust. That was it. You were at your peak. You peaked. That was it. That's what this is right now. That's who you are right now. Too late for you. Too late for the lamb. This is what's happening now. You're not going to get truly free unless you harmonize with your pig self, to quote Alan Watts Jr. Oh, this is a good one. Observant Engine says, just watch your podcast with Tyson. I didn't know you were a suspicious observer. Don't stop fighting the good fight. What do you mean you didn't know I was a suspicious observer? God, right when you think you can't get hurt again online. That hurts. You didn't think I was... I mean, I'm incredibly suspicious. I'm an incredibly suspicious observer. But before I talk about that podcast... Josh, why don't you pull up YMH? Let's see if we can find the short. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, I will. I do. I know this is self-interest, I guess, but do watch this episode. I think it's so funny. And I do like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I know some of you judge him severely. I like him. I think we need people like that in society to balance things out, to calm us down. Is he right in his the things he's saying about this and that? I don't fucking know. Go to shorts. Yeah, this one. This what it says, NASA don't lie, doesn't lie. I'm sure we could play this. Play the whole thing.
Expect them to be honest about contacting any alien life.
Why would you expect them to not be honest?
Well, they've lied about everything else that I
can NASA remember. Doesn't lie. I'm an academic.
I'm in the Epstein files, by the way.
I will speak broadly for academic institutions and specifically for NASA. It's how we know to the second when you're about to experience a total solar eclipse. To turn around and say, I don't trust NASA, but get your head out of your ass and look at what NASA actually does.
Get it out of your ass!
You know, you changed ever since you got that suit and that helmet.
Mr. Tyson, you and I are in complete agreement here. We're both scientists, and we both have...
It's awkward that you keep playing with yourself. I saw that as well,
Okay, Dr. you're Tyson. Assuming this is my penis. You see...
I just said it's awkward.
This is my thinking stick.
I didn't say what organ it was. I just said you're playing
I'm
with
playing
it.
With my thinking stick. The reason I will always love Neil deGrasse Tyson after this episode is not because we align when it comes to what we think is happening in the world, but because I'm pretty sure he didn't know he would be talking to a dude dressed like an alien with a penis attached to the costume and Metzger dressed like a wizard. So like he's doing a press tour for his new book. And suddenly, it's me and Kurt Metzger. And instead of doing what I might have done if I was him, which is like, oh, guys, my internet's fucking up. He did it. And he rolled with it. And he, like, was funny. And, like, yeah, it's like people like me or probably like a lot of you, do we, like, believe that NASA never lies? Of course not. But... who gives a fuck? Like, it's so good that we disagree with each other. Guys, it's the most Pollyanna shit to say, but you really want to live in a world where everybody agrees? And when I was reading some of the live chats of everyone bashing Neil deGrasse Tyson, it was really annoying me because it's like, dude, he did not have to do that. Like, he spent an hour with us. He spent an hour with fucking Metzger just, like, firing the heavy guns at him. And, like, with me, like, stroking my alien dick. And he made some pretty good points in the midst of it. So I'll always love him after that. I want him to come back on the show. We got him talking about the moon landing and stuff. And, like, of course, he's like, we fucking landed on. Not fiery, but heated up when he realized that we were skeptical about certain claims. Like I asked him like about the moon landing footage that NASA lost and, you know, but that's his job. That's what he does. He represents NASA. So what's he going to say? Like, yeah, dumbasses, we've been hiding shit from you forever because you pussies would die from ontological shock if we told you what was actually happening in the world. But, you know, he's probably never going to say that. Dirtwater says, yeah, but he was a defensive dick right from the start. Well, I call that yes and. I call that playing along. Like, that's fun. Like, him getting fiery with us was fun. That was the right comedic choice, and he's funny.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. If you travel a lot with your dog like I do with Doug, feeding them well on the road can get surprisingly complicated, especially when you're touring 30-plus cities, staying in hotels, flying, driving, and basically living out of a suitcase. Frozen dog food sounds great until you realize you don't exactly have a freezer backstage. That's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients with meat and vegetables you can see in the bowl, but the difference is it's shelf-stable, which means I don't need a freezer or a cooler and there's no prep. So now I can throw a few packs in my bag and Doug still gets a healthy meal wherever we are. Doug absolutely loves it, and I like knowing I am feeding my baby something that's actually good for him. It's also the number one vet-recommended fresh dog food made without preservatives or fillers. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.
So don't be such a dick to him. Observe an engine. Get Ben Davidson on. I don't know who Ben Davidson is. We'll look him up. Thanks for the super chats, you guys. Really appreciate it. Yesterday, I had two wisdom. Wait, scroll back. Oh, wait. Go all the way to the bottom. We missed some. Oh, shit. We've done an hour and 8 minutes, so we can wrap this one up pretty soon here.
Just the one you want to read?
Yesterday, I had two wisdom teeth pulled. I got emotional listening to Lake Missoula. The calamity persists, but Lake Missoula is freed. It wasn't even about teeth. Yeah, that's right. It's good to hear. At work, taking a shit, Karmic Patsy. Yeah, me too. Me too. Friends, we're going to wrap this one up. I did my sermon. I hope I helped some of you. Yeah, just to have the guts to let go of all that. Bitterness. See if you can. See what happens. Nobody's going to hurt you any more than you're already hurting yourself. Because having a hard heart is like having a stone and just smashing yourself in the balls with it over and over again. Or like they say, it's like a dog with no teeth. Chewing a dry bone. Don't burp during my rants, Josh.
I'm sorry.
It's like a dog. It's okay. It's a dog with no teeth, chewing a dry bone and confusing its own blood from its ripped up gums for meat. Don't eat yourself like that, guys. Let yourself be the pig. A cute, beautiful, snorting pig. Nobody's going to hurt you. You're an artist and you're good underneath all that pain. I love you. I always will. And I will see you again. Join me. I think I'm going to be doing a night stream this weekend. Subscribe, won't you? Thank you to all our subscribers. By the way, show the subscriber count, Josh. Look at where we're at because of you, because of your efforts, because of what you've done. Look at this, guys. This is insane. Look at the subscribe. Look at this. We're at 198,000 subscribers, friends. 2K away from 200,000 subscribers. I don't know why that number means something to me, but it does. I know it's just bean counting. I know you shouldn't care about the goddamn metrics. I know you can't think about it at all if you want to be a true free pig. You can't be locked into this shit, but I am a little bit. I don't know why, but seeing that 200K across the screen is going to feel real good. And you guys, we're all part of it. We're a team here. And so all you got to do is just take that little finger of yours and spiral it down, click on the subscribe button. Just do it now. Do it today. Don't be afraid. Then you'll be alerted to when I do my night streams, which are like this, but probably even less coherent with synthesizers. And I've been fucking around with this game called The Blood of Dawn Walker, and I might stream that. And I'm also thinking about downloading the Michael Myers Halloween game. So that seems gross and kind of boring, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to stream video games. It's kind of stressful. Kind of feels a little bit like public masturbation, but maybe that's what everything I do is. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I will see you this weekend. Until then, Hare Krishna.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. If you travel a lot with your dog, like I do with Doug, feeding them well on the road can get surprisingly complicated, especially when you're touring 30 plus cities, staying in hotels, flying, driving, and basically living out of a suitcase. Frozen dog food sounds great until you realize you don't exactly have a freezer backstage. That's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients with meat and vegetables you can see in the bowl, but the difference is it's shelf-stable, which means I don't need a freezer or a cooler, and there's no prep. So now I can throw a few packs in my bag and Doug still gets a healthy meal wherever we are. Doug absolutely loves it, and I like knowing I am feeding my baby something that's actually good for him. It's also the number one vet recommended fresh dog food made without preservatives or fillers. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.